స్వామికి నమ్మి నమస్తే. సరస్వతి దేవం గౌరవాణి శేషంది మాది పశ్చాత్తారణి. థ్యాంక్ యూ ఫర్ అలవింగ్ మీ టు గ్లోరిఫై శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద. టుడే ఈజ్ మోస్ట్ ఆస్పీషియస్ ఆస్పీషియస్ డిసపీరెన్స్ డే. అండ్ ఐ వుడ్ బి హియర్ ఇన్ అమెరికా టుడే ఇఫ్ దిస్ వాజ్ నాట్ ఫర్ శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద. I joined in 1977 in Delhi temple, and just by looking at the deities I was mesmerized and just surrendered to the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada. But it was later, after so many months, I realized, and after hearing his transcendental tape of Krishna meditation, and that meditation blew my heart, and I thought Srila Prabhupada is as if I know him for millions of years, and I decided to surrender. Otherwise I was thinking to go back to my family, but later I 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, I said this is it, I don't want to go back. I went back after 2 years finished my studies, but when I examination came, I just wrote Srila Prabhupada books in there. But still I got passing mark, only by writing Srila Prabhupada books. But later I came to United States and I started teaching his mission, distributing books and making life members. And one of the incident I had, profound incident, we went to the motel in Bend, Georgia. There I tried to sell him a set of books, me and my other devotees, Bhavananda Roy, he's no more here now. We went to other mission. So we tried to sell him books, but this husband of hers said no, he don't want to buy this whole set of books. But this lady started crying, I want these books very badly. Then finally he resented and he let her buy this book. Therefore, I found out how these books are so beautiful and profound and make the lasting impression on the Kali Yuga's fallen souls of Kali Yuga. With this, I'd like to end. Thank you for allowing me. Hare Krishna.
So, Leela Shukha Mataji followed by Jitari Prabhu, and then we don't have more time. Time is over. And we have a message here from, well, who is this message? Okay, I thought it was from nobody. No message from nobody could cause wars. You never know. If devotees wish to continue offering glorification to Srila Prabhupada after the event, Radha Damodar Das volunteers to MC in the evening. Okay.
Dear Srila Prabhupada, all glories to your divine grace. There are innumerable things that I could thank you for. I'd like to thank you most for the society you've created, for this family of devotees that you've given the world, that you've given to each of us. I'm going to take this opportunity to give you a report about your Child Protection Office for ISKCON North America. We're doing our best to grow this office, to cooperate more with one another, to be better organized, and to communicate more about the important topic of protecting the children. As Rangavati, your dear daughter, said earlier, the importance of the foundation of a building. That goes for people too, and for plants. Anything needs a strong foundation to grow strong and healthy. And this office is intended to ensure that the children are protected from the horrible things that happen in Kali Yuga. I'd like to pray and ask for the blessings of the devotees, and to pray to you to give us the intelligence and enthusiasm to grow this office more. There's still a lot of work that needs to be done. Education is a big component to prevent the abuse and neglect that still goes on today, usually behind closed doors, and it's taboo to talk about. It happens to be the service that I've been given, so I'm bringing this topic out to all of you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
you. Thank you, Prabhu. Please. And this is the last offering for the day.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
I was just recalling what Tomohar started out. He was saying how the people always remember where they were when Srila Prabhupada left. Actually, I still remember which step I was on. I was at the New Bhadarik Ashram Temple in Denver, and remember coming down the stairs into the prasadam room, and I heard this. And just, I can still see that. But I was fortunate recently to travel to Boston for Srila Prabhupada's arrival there on his 50th anniversary. And it was, I didn't know this, but the devotees there have for years been, they go down there every year at the time of Srila Prabhupada's arrival, and they put out a table and they bring a small murti of Srila Prabhupada, and they do artik and Pushpanjali, and it's quite beautiful. It's a very, very amazing thing. I had this kind of vision while I was there. Somebody was talking about waves that Srila Prabhupada created, and I was kind of visualizing this. We were all gathered there on this dock there to greet Srila Prabhupada. You know, it's like 50 years ago. And I just had this idea that when Srila Prabhupada touched the land, that it created this giant tsunami of all these temples just spreading all around the world, you know, just like I saw this amazing vision, you know, and it was really very heartening, I have to say. And
you're fine.
As I recalled all this, it was kind of like being in a time machine. So then I went back to my own life. And I have to say that I'm very thankful to my parents, because they raised me in a religious way. I was raised in the Catholic Church, an altar boy, and singing in the choir, and so many things, which then allowed me to become part of this society. And you know, sometimes I think about, okay, Srila Prabhupada arrived in Boston, and I was still in high school. And then when I went into college, I kind of got away from the Catholic Church because they took the Latin out. I didn't like that. So here I am in this movement where we have the Sanskrit, which I find it's very enriching for the soul. And then in 1969, so here's Prabhupada in America from 65. So in 69, he's been here 4 years and still no connection. But in 1969, I moved to San Diego, and there's a temple was there, I think, in 1970. I don't know the exact date. It was on Park Boulevard. I don't know if anyone here is, there's many devotees from San Diego, but that's where the first temple was. And I used to go to that temple. I practically went there every day for 5 years and bring friends, you know. And I was looking at the history, and actually Srila Prabhupada, I'm just trying to figure out where in my life my paths crossed with Srila Prabhupada, because of his influence. And so in 1972, Srila Prabhupada actually came to San Diego. But this is an example to the devotees that whenever you get a chance to, if somebody has never been to the temple, or if they've been here, if they've never engaged in service, always try and get them to do something. Because in all those years, like 5 years, I was never given the opportunity to serve Srila Prabhupada. But so no one ever told me that Srila Prabhupada came there that year. And then, but in 1975, I had a Volkswagen van, so the devotees said, oh, they knew I could take some people up, so they invited me to bring devotees up, so I actually got to see Srila Prabhupada. And that was actually the beginning of my connection with Krishna, you know, just seeing. So all I'm saying is that devotees, whenever you get it, you know, service is so important for us, because it's kind of like we're a live wire and service is another live wire, and when they put two together, you know, you can actually make a connection, and that's and that's so important, and that's why Srila Prabhupada has given us this service. So thank you very much, Hare Krishna.
Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai. I would like to thank all the speakers. Actually, everybody that signed up had the chance to speak. That's wonderful. And the Vaishnavas in the kitchen, they made 100 plus preparations for Srila Prabhupada. After the aarti and Pushpanjali, there will be prasadam served outside, and all of you will have a chance to eat some Mahaprasadam. They are going to remove the tables now. Please help.